Hey, today's man law. Kind of appropriate, Jop.
Springtime.
Yep. It is springtime, and you know we're getting these weird rainstorms. I was out the other night, and it just started raining on me. I'm back in my woods, just cutting firewood, basically clearing trees to push back the mosquitoes more than anything. And it just starts raining. You know, it's just like it was a nice night, and boom. So this one's appropriate. Man law clearly states that under no circumstance do two men ever share an umbrella.
That's right. They don't even do it on the golf course. When the caddy's got the umbrella over top of him, he hands it to the player, and he stands in the rain.
That's right.
It happens every time. Those guys probably even got umbrella endorsements, and they don't do it.
Yeah. So, and never ask a Marine to hold your umbrella either. Enough said. Okay, so have you ever heard your gas grill woof real loud when you light it?
Well, yeah, if you light it, usually if you leave the top down when you light it, it'll do that because you get that little explosion in there when the because there's so much gas in a confined space.
Well,
that's kind of a no-no to light your grill with the top down, I think.
I'm not sure that I'm totally on board with that. I think you should be able to light your gas grill with the lid down. Sometimes the other thing can occur when you have your lid up, if you have a breeze especially, it's blowing your gas around enough that it doesn't get to hit that little spark. I do believe most of them are engineered for you to be able to do it down. It's a great question. We need to research that. That could take a beer. But in my opinion,
some burn eyebrows.
In my opinion, or knuckles, usually how it goes. The reason your gas grill is making that woofing noise is delayed ignition. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So your gas is backing up before it gets to the spark. So how you fix this, you can call a servicer or you can try fixing it or adjusting it yourself. First thing you have to do is take your grates off and any protective devices covering the burner. You may need to clean the area around your igniter. Mm-hmm. What I find is that, you know, I'm a sloppy cook. When I cook, there's all kinds of juices and
sauces
and stuff that go down there, and I just have to take my grill apart and clean it. And I think anybody that uses their grill regularly is going to have a lot of junk in there.
Right.
And you want to get that out. Keep some mice out, too. So instead of flowing, you know, what happens is you have a ribbon or a tube or an H-shaped burner. And right where the igniter, you've got a little piezo igniter or an electronic igniter. It's a sparker, basically. It's a little millivolt thing that's putting a little bitty arc near the first place the gas enters the grill body. So it ignites it right off the bat. Sometimes those are loaded up, corroded. You might have to take a toothpick or a needle and just wedge it in there and wiggle it around and clean all those out, and then take a vacuum cleaner in there and get those holes to
shop
clear
vac.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, on a gas grill, that's fine. Don't ever use a shop vac on a charcoal grill because even though you think the coals are out, that air moving by them can reignite them, and then you catch your shop vac on fire. I've heard. I'm not telling you that I've done that,
but I've heard.
It's a
great way to get a new house. Yeah. I have witnessed it. I know a guy who knows a guy. Anyway, so the problem is the gas is going by those first few holes and going down into the belly of the beast, right? And then it backs up before it ignites, and that's when you get that big woof, which scares the bejeebers out of you.
Well, and you can get burned, too. I mean, it's dangerous. That if that igniter's not doing what it's supposed to do when it is supposed to do it, you get, I mean.
So a little spring tune-up tip there. If your grill's not lighting right, just clean that baby out, and if you have any questions, email us at thegrillingguys.com. Thanks for joining us. It's Alabama. Go out and hug your grill. It was always cool.